Career Chat is brought to you by Miami University's Office of Career Services.
I'm Leslie Marmer with the Office of Career Services, and for this edition of Career Chat, I'm speaking with actor Drew Daniel, a 2004 Miami graduate with the Bachelor of Science in Business. Upon graduating from Miami, Drew was recruited by Corporate America and had earned acceptances to several law schools, but declined these opportunities to pursue his passion, a career in acting. Drew's credits include a role on CBS's daytime drama, The Bold and the Beautiful, and winning the competition on the CBS reality series, Big Brother 5. How are you doing today, Drew?
I'm doing well. How about yourself, Leslie?
Doing well. Thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
It's a pleasure. It's a pleasure.
So, let's start. How does a business major end up as an actor?
That's a good question. Well, when I was actually going through business school, I didn't see myself where I am right now, but that's the way life is. It always changes. But I guess the first thing I would say for that would be being an actor, you're in the entertainment industry, also known as show business. And that's one thing that I've really learned in my experience is that in the end, it always comes down to this is business. And being an actor is easy to get very personal in your work because it's your craft, it's your acting. But the main thing to remember is that these studios and movie production companies are putting millions of dollars into these productions, and it's all about a business. And so for me, I have been able to use the education I had in business and pulled it over to my acting career, and it's helped me a lot because there'll be times where I just take a step back and I say, hey, this is a business, and that's what it comes down to. And it's helped me a lot in my planning for my career. I actually have a business plan mapped out for myself. I was in the entrepreneurship program as well. And so I have that for my career. And it was a wild ride to get where I am now, but it's helped me a lot. So,
are there any courses that you might recommend a student to take to prepare themselves for a career in acting?
Yeah, I would take as many just classes in the drama department, the theater department, as you could, because they do help. Although there's a difference between theater and TV and film, it all helps. There's a lot of people that grew up working in theater who are now transferring over to TV and film out here, but it's all acting in the end. So theater's a little bit bigger, where TV and film is more subtle because of the camera. But for classes, I would say just all the classes that you could take in drama. Communication classes are big because essentially that's what you're doing as an actor. You're communicating a story, and it's very valuable to have a strong voice, you know, strong pitch, delivery, all of that. That's one thing that I've been working on too out here, but communication classes would help. And just,
well, and it sounds like you were saying business classes also.
Yeah, and business classes. I mean, with this job, it's very entrepreneurial because you're always promoting yourself. I mean, and there's so many facets of a degree at Miami, these different classes that I've seen that you can pull in, business and drama. And that's the big key out here. The big game that everybody plays is there's the business side and the drama side. So I've been able to pull them both together.
Would you advise that aspiring performers move to Hollywood or New York to break into the business?
I would. I would also say to get as much experience under your belt before you move to Los Angeles or New York or Chicago even. There's a lot there. But, the thing is, if you really want to do it, then it's just like in the other industry, you need to move to the city where the most opportunity awaits you. So L.A. and New York are the biggest cities for entertainment. New York is more for theater and like modeling, that type of work. Los Angeles is more TV, film. But if you're really serious about it, I would say you would definitely know, that's where all the work is. So you would definitely need to, you know, change cities and move to LA or New York.
So should an aspiring actor expect to be waiting tables for a few years?
Well, that's, you know, you want to be realistic about your career because, you know, some people move out here and they think it's going to happen overnight. They're going to be the next Tom Cruise or Julia Roberts or whatever. But you want to be realistic and understand that sometimes it takes people years to get to where they want to be. And that is a possibility where you could be waiting tables or holding down a few side jobs while you're balancing your auditions and all of that, and it's kind of crazy madness sometimes, and it stresses you out. But at the same time, this is a business where things can happen overnight, and you could be picked up. You meet a casting director, and they love you, and you're on that TV show that you wanted, or a soap role, and then you know your career just flies. It's like you get the ball rolling, and it keeps on rolling. So it's kind of a mental thing. If you expect to be waiting tables for 2 years, you're probably going to be doing that. If you're upfront with yourself and understand and look at the facts that, you know, it might not happen overnight, but it could, then you're not limiting yourself and saying it's going to take me 2 years before it actually happens, because whenever you expect to happen, it'll probably happen.
Okay, so I guess kind of to follow up on that, what have been the things that you've been doing since you've been out there?
Yeah, well, what I've been doing is, when I first got out here, I was, like, going spastic. I was meeting with as many people as I could off the bat because I wanted to network with as many people as I could, and I continue to do that as much as I can, because this business, as in any other business, it's a lot about who you know and establishing great contacts with people that are in positions that can help your career. And networking is a huge thing, especially in this business, because when I look back on my career so far, I've gotten the jobs and the things that I've done all through the people that I've known, and that's a big thing. What I've done as well is I'm always taking acting classes, because I read something the other day. It was like a painter doesn't sell his first painting. You know, a painter continues to paint, and a painter might not even sell his first painting until he dies, but or he or she dies, but you're always painting. And it's the same thing with acting. You always have to be improving your acting, and so that's what I've been doing. And I've seen a lot of improvement in that. And auditioning, you know, I'm always auditioning, and it's like a sales job in essence, because, you know, you can break it down by the numbers. People have done that and said, you know, every 100 auditions you have, you'll get called back on 10. Out of those 10, you might land one role. So it's a lot of sales, too. So it's always, you're out there, you're promoting yourself. There's a lot of rejection, but you have to pick yourself back up and keep doing it.
How do you go about, you've talked about promoting yourself, the networking, talking to people in the business, and you've talked about having a business plan for your career.
Mm-hmm.
How do you go about finding these jobs and promoting yourself? I mean, how are you putting that business plan in place?
Right. Well, basically, there's a lot to that. You have to have marketing and sales. Like, that's why I call this part of my business plan is my marketing and sales. And I have an agent and a manager who they're the ones that get me my bigger auditions. And those are for the soap roles and the TV shows and the pilots and all that, because they have their connections within the industry. So they're the ones that are feeding me those jobs. I myself promote myself through, there's certain websites. There's one called nowcasting.com, and there's another one called actorsaccess.com, and there's another one called lacasting.com. I use those three, and there are some jobs that get put out on the internet that you can submit yourself for. There's also student films here, like UCLA, USC, and some smaller universities that do student films, and you can submit yourself that way, and you can gain experience and just in auditioning and being on TV, being on film, getting comfortable. So I've kind of gotten my auditions that way so far, and just knowing casting directors and all that. But there's the whole other side is, I mean, you got to have business cards. I launched a website through DanielOnline.com, and it's just like any other business. I mean, every other business today has their own website, so you should have your own website as an actor, because when you're out at social events or movie screenings and you meet somebody and you give them your business card, then they have their website to go to and they can see your resume and see what you've done, and they see that you're legit and you're studying and all that. So it's a lot of self-promotion, and yeah, that's how I go about doing it.
So it's part of it is keeping in mind the fact that Drew Daniel is a business.
Yeah, it's a product. And I remember when I first got into it, it sounded kind of weird, because like, oh, these people are vain or they just so up on themselves. But really, when it comes down to it, you have to realize that you're selling a product or a service, and that's your acting ability, your work that you bring to the table. And if you're not 100% confident about it, then you're not going to sell it. And you have to be 100% confident all the time, which is hard, because when you don't get that audition that you want, you feel that rejection factor, and that's the hard part. But that is what it is. It's like you have to brand yourself, and that's what it's all about.
So, Drew, what advice would you have for someone who wants to break into the business?
I get a lot.
From all this experience that you've had.
Yeah, from all the experience I've had is, well, I guess when I first got started, it would look like it'd be fun career to pursue, and you see all the glitz and the glam and the magazines and all that, you know, the award shows, which are fun, and, you know, which would be awesome for me. But you really, I would say, when I first started, I had my acting class in Miami, and it was like, wow, this is fun. And I would say really make sure you're doing it for the right reasons and that you really enjoy the acting, because what it comes down to is that you like your job on a daily basis, because that's what it is. It's a glorified 9-to-5. It's even longer hours than that. So just really be aware of why you're doing it, why you want to go into acting, because there is a lot of rejection. It's a tough industry. Living in New York or L.A. is very different from Ohio, and you have to get used to that. And I would just say, make sure, you know, you want to do it and it's fun and something you want to pursue, and just perform, and just get as much under your belt. And in the end, like, one thing I've really learned is that it's all about what you think you can do, because if you think you don't have what it takes, then you're probably not going to have it happen. But if you think that you can do it, then you can do it. And there's a lot of numbers out there, the odds of the business and how hard it is, and this many people try it, this many people make a living. But if you look at the odds, then you're not looking at the people that can do it. So it's fun. And I have days where it's like, I have days where I could say, you know what, you could have had me here on the set today for free, because I just had the best time ever at work. And then there's other days that are hard, but in the end, it's just something that I like to do, and if it's something that you like to do, then I say give it a shot. And if it's your passion, then definitely do it.
If any of the students who are listening might want to ask you a question, is there any way that they can do that?
Yeah, they can check out my website. It's www.drewdanielonline.com, and there's a little contact page on there where they could send me an email with any questions that someone might have, and I could do my best to answer it.
Great. Drew, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. This has been great.
Oh, thank you, Leslie. Hope it helps.
I'm sure it will.